I think I agree with the pause in the rollout until it is clarified. As you say, I think the first thing to clarify is that AstraZeneca, at the present minute, has been used for healthcare workers, and it's about to be used for the very high risk. The first thing to say to your listeners is that the rollout that's taking place in general practice to the over 70s will actually continue, just in case there's any confusion about that, yeah. Because that's the mRNA vaccine. So anybody who is waiting to go to their GP for a vaccination appointment this week or next week, not to worry, that will continue. But AstraZeneca, as you said, it's been used. I think Tom Black used the comment this morning when I was chatting to me. There's 11 million of them have been given in the UK. And 5 million have been given in Europe. So there's a lot of, there is a lot of experience. There was a concern about ordinary clots, and the European Medicines Agency had looked at it and were about to come out to say that there was no increased rate of clotting in AstraZeneca over the normal population. But then these four cases arose in Norway, and they weren't just clots, they were very peculiar clots. And as I say, they're so rare that I would hope that on review of the medicine, of the information, both in the UK and in Europe, they can come to a determination quickly.
So would that investigation determine whether or not this could be a batch issue or something particular to what I'm trying to get at is we already have an abundance of information that suggests that this vaccine does not cause these unusual clots. So it's either and my sympathies with those who are, and those around them that are suffering this, but there's a couple of things can be the situation. Either it's a medical coincidence or it's a specific batch of the vaccine.
It could be a batch issue. It could also be the actual cohort of four people may have particularly special circumstances, which we can identify and then exclude those from further things. I think my knowledge of them is that they're all under 60, and indeed most of them are under 40, and they may have comorbidities or be on medication that may have an issue. So I think it is a situation that hopefully it will be, as you say, some very specific issue with either the vaccine type or the person that they were given to. As I say, we are very conscious of for a vaccination campaign to be effective, there has to be confidence. So I think you would say, well, pausing it isn't going to give confidence. No, I think it's the opposite, really. We're pausing it to ensure that it's safe.